Welcome to the Selling Out Show.
You're excited. Feel these nipples.
What it does is reaches into your brain chemically and locates your happiest memory chemically, and then locks onto that emotion and freezes it chemically, and then it keeps your happy.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Selling Out Show, where we screw up life at our leisure for your listening pleasure. I am one of your hosts, David Schultz, and normally by my side is Mr. Nate Gorzinski, but unfortunately, back home there were storms, and he has no power. So, use your mind's eye right now, and imagine that poor son of a bitch sitting around a candle and a rusty old can of beans open so he can eat that for dinner. I am joined by frequent collaborator and co-host, Toby Schofield, of all the secret-named podcasts in the universe.
That's right.
Toby, you were here, and you have power, and you're not sitting around a candle
power.
Eating a rusty old can of beans.
I don't know. That sounds delicious.
You think so?
Maybe.
Well, the beans are cold.
Not really. No, that sounds awful. Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, cold beans, not good. But, you know, Tobster, I was thinking about you. I was thinking about me. And there was a time in history, in recorded human history, that we were the creme de la creme, the best of the best at something. Okay?
When? when was I good at anything?
Well, this is where, what I'm getting to here is, and this applies to every human being, well, actually, technically any living thing on the planet, or a mammalian. I just like how that sounds coming out of my mouth. Mammalian. But there was once a mad dash to fertilize an egg. You see where I'm going with this?
I see. I'm following.
See, now you're following, but back then when you were a wee itty bitty sperm, you weren't following nothing. You were at the head of the pack. You were the one that got there first, said, fuck you motherfuckers. I got this. This is my egg. And voila, a baby was born. Over time, we both became big, useless pieces of shit.
Yeah.
It's fair, right?
That's very fair. I was once the best swimmer. Mm-hmm. Ooh, just hold on. Think of that. Think of all the other fuck-ups that didn't make it to the egg.
Right.
And somehow we did.
Yeah, I know. This
Think
is
of
crazy.
How much worse. Whoa.
Right. They ended up down like a drain or something in the bathtub. or on the inside of a thigh, or whatever the case may be, but we made it. You know?
We did.
So what happened?
We've just wasted it all.
Well, that's the thing.
How?
It's like, how can we get that sperm motivation back? Because if you think of it, a sperm really only has one mission, one purpose. It's just waiting to get out there, speed itself, or race to the finish line. And then after that, hey, that's it. It's just a simple, you know, directive, a simple way to exist for the short amount of time that it does.
Well, maybe that's the problem, is we have too many responsibilities once we get to the egg and we are a human. I mean, we've got bills, we've got significant others that we have to please and make happy, and sometimes kids, and going to work.
Well,
there's a lot of responsibility. You just had one responsibility before.
Yeah.
You were just trying to become a person.
Yeah.
And now you've got all this stacked against you.
Well, you know, people believe in past lives. I don't know if you do, or what your perspective is on all of this. I won't go too far into it because I don't know exactly what I believe. But can you imagine, as a sperm, you had a completely different personality? You did have friends. I mean, you're sitting in the testicles, hanging out. Maybe you did have to pay bills. Who knows? Maybe my sperm name is Ted or something. I don't know. I was a completely different thing. You know, I'm just saying.
So South Park has a really funny joke where they have semen and the what is it?
The eggs that love them?
No. Cartman gets sea people and semen, and he puts them in a jar together, and it creates sea-ciety. So what you're saying is there's a semen-ciety in the testicles, and there's little apartment buildings where we're paying rent, and we're like, all right, well, today's going to be the day. I'm going to get to the egg.
Yeah. Like you were an accountant or something, and then the floodgates open, and you're like, oh, fuck this, gotta go. You got wife and kids, you got something else, but hey, that door is open. Swim, motherfuckers, swim!
What if, I want to get really philosophical on you.
Please.
Okay?
Please do.
What if we are sperm right now? This is, I feel like I should be stoned when I'm saying this. So everyone toke up real quick.
Yeah.
What if we are semen right now? And when we die, that's actually us going to an egg or being released. You know what I mean?
It's the rapture.
That's the rapture.
That's what it is.
That's exactly. Holy shit. We are just a semen, sperm, and then we end up in a, I don't know where I'm trying to go with that. If I was stoned, this would make sense.
I know, that's the problem. We can't articulate right now because we're just riffing, right? We're just bebopping and scatting all over the place. But we should be writing a book on this and turning it into like its own little cult or religion.
Oh, man.
We'd be on to something here, man.
A cult.
Yeah.
Yes. Give us your house. We'll teach you all about how you're just a sperm in this simulation.
Yep. Waiting to fertilize the universe's egg. That's some trippy shit.
Oh, man.
It's funny, too, because you said, you're like, toke up, everybody. I don't smoke grass anymore, but I can only imagine if I still did, I'd be mind blown right now. Like, my body would be jelly. Yeah. Like, these guys get it. They understand. I gotta fucking follow them to the ends of the earth until I get released.
Good. Join us.
Join
because
us.
All we need is your life savings, your house, and your car, and we can teach you everything we know.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
Do we get a compound?
We have to have a compound.
I think so.
Yes, it must be done. We need a compound. We need to have a love circles. Because, you know, if we had a cult, it'd definitely be a sticky one, if you know what I mean. There'd be a lot of...
Yes, of course.
Unspeakable things happening in Dave and Toby's cult.
I mean, it's already about semen. So, like, you know, to bless our followers.
Oh, gross. Oh, gross.
I felt dirty saying it. I felt dirty. I paused for a second and I wasn't going to say it. And I was like, no, you're committed. Just say it.
Just let it go. Yeah. You dug in too far, man. You got it. You got to let it out your mouth. Flow from your brain, out your speaking hole. But Tobster, the reason why this whole thing about sperm is on my mind is because I recently saw an article, and I'll give credit where credit is due, on CNN, and the headline read, "Human sperm roll like playful otters as they swim, study finds," contradicting centuries-old beliefs. Now, anybody can go and Google this article and kind of like dig into what I'm about to talk about. Basically here, they said that 340 years ago, there was a dude with a name that I can't pronounce, but he was a Dutchman, so he was freaky deaky. He invented a powerful new compound microscope. So he's got this microscope. He loves looking at shit. He's like, this is my new toy. Woo wee. What can I stare at next through this thing? And what better than his own ejaculate? Well, okay. That's almost as gross as what you were just suggesting for the initiation ritual to join our cult. When he did see this and he saw the individual sperm, he saw their little tails whipping around. And so for all these years, we have believed that is, in fact, how they move. But scientists have now found that the tail rolls, as I just mentioned with the headline, like a playful otter. So children's books now are ruined for me, because if I ever read about that happy little otter, it's going to remind me of jizz. But anyway, I digress.
Otters are one of my favorite animals too.
Yeah,
so that
so
kind of ruins.
Right? They're so cute and cuddly.
Cute,
now imagine you're like cuddling with an otter and he's like making otter noises, which I don't even know what otter noises are, but maybe like a tick 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 tick. And you're like, oh, you keep fucking thing. And then suddenly you're holding a giant sperm. And it's just uncontrollable. It's like holding an octopus tentacle, and it's whipping you in the face. But you're like, ah.
It's really terrible.
Don't worry. He's just rolling like a playful otter. Now, the whole thing with this is, and I get it, right? Research is done for fertility purposes. I mean, people research things all the time that make no sense to the average Joe like myself. But now in times that we live in of disease and strife and all these other terrible things, I mean, this has been the worst year ever, right?
Yes, of course.
You think there's some motherfucker out there getting paid a boatload of money and has a grant just to watch sperm swim all day, and they figured this out.
Man. Wait, someone consciously decided, mm-hmm. I'm going to be a sperm scientist.
Yeah, I don't know if there's an official title for that. I think in the article, they don't call him that. Let me look it up here real quick.
A jizzpert.
Jizzpert. I like to see that on a business card. Hello.
I'm Dr. Schofield. I am a doctor of jizzpert. Jizzpertist.
I'm scrolling through this article. I can't find out what kind of doctor he is. So jizzpert works for me.
Okay. Perfect.
But yeah,
perfect.
That's a job. That's a legitimate job. That's what this guy and his team does all day, every day. When they go home on the weekends, they're probably thinking about it, flipping burgers on the grill, going, geez, you know, I wonder how test sample A is swimming right now in underneath the jizzosphere gyrator thingamajiggy humblebub.
I think they would at least label them and be like, all right, this one's Jeff.
That's what I was saying earlier, right?
You got to name them. You can't just be like, oh, that's test A. You got to grow a bond with these. I mean, you're watching them like you would an animal. And, you know, you're observing an animal. So you're like, ah, oh, this is my friend Bill.
Hey.
The semen.
I referenced past lives earlier, but now that we're, you know, forming an official cult here, we can call it the pre-life. The pre, ooh. Who were you in your pre-life? Right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I was a happy little sperm named Ted who was fond of bow ties and attending cribbage matches. Who knows? The possibilities are endless, you know?
I hate that I imagined a sperm with a bow tie.
Really?
Hey, I don't like that. I didn't like that image. It was weird.
Would you prefer a sperm in a tie-dye shirt playing hacky sack?
with one of those beanies on?
Yeah. What is he, Pepe Le Pew? What are you talking about wearing a beanie? Jeez Louise.
Oh, man. Do you think the sperm, like, scientist... It like goes home and like it's a man and or even a woman, and they're just like, look, I don't want to have sex. I'm tired of looking at semen. Mm. I'm just tired of it. I don't care.
Well, that's the age old question, isn't it? It's like if you're a gynecologist, you must be tired of seeing twats all day long. But in you know the reality of everything, you're probably not. You know,
probably not. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Putting on your diving cap, jumping right back in. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you're not like looking at a dick all day. You're just looking at, I mean, basically spit.
Ah, what the fuck?
I couldn't think of anything way other way to explain it.
Every time you appear on my show, you just keep getting weirder and more bizarre and socially awkward to the point where I don't know if I should be talking to you or calling the FBI.
Listen, when you first said, hey, we're going to talk about some jizz. Mm. I initially was like, oh, God, he's going to ask, like, when the first time I did, and, like, he's going to ask all these weird questions. I was terrified. And you're like, no, it's going to be okay.
I like how you just revealed to the audience how the sausage is made on this show. I just sent out a random text. I'm like, hey, you want to talk about jizz? You know, and that
I
sounds
was in.
Bad. Yeah,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It sounds bad, but you were eager to talk about this. You were like, hell yeah, I can't wait to talk about some ejaculate.
Oh, yes. Well, passion.
It's always after I agree to it, I'm like, wait a minute. what's going to happen in this conversation? Where's it going to go?
Yeah.
I never would have dreamed that this would have gone to cults and stuff, but I'm happy about that.
Yeah, this is a good thing. Cults are great things. They're wonderful. Wonderful.
That sperm cults.
Yeah, those. I was going to say, if you ever listen to any old Selling Out shows, you'll find out that I'm not a big fan of cults, but feel free to check out our archives, and I believe that might even be episode number one, Making It Easy Peasy Lemon Squeezy. Now, on the whole trend that we're talking about right now, I also have to tell you, I went to a sex shop the other day, for the first time, I think, since I was maybe late teens. And, You know, the thing about sex shops now, they're more hybrid because they also have to be CBD, vape, and a sex shop. It's not just, you know, just one mega sex emporium, right?
Right, yeah.
So I walk into this place figuring, I'm going to go check out, you know, what's going on. And like there's some kind of social scene inside and they're going to welcome me or something. But you know what I mean? I kind of want to scope it out and see what they're like nowadays. So I go into this place and my mind is fucking absolutely blown because they had rows and rows of fucking DVDs like it was Blockbuster in 1994. And I couldn't believe it because I'm like, we have all the resources and tools now. This is going to make me sound creepy, but it's the truth, to not need a physical form of media to purchase and bring home to get your rocks off, right? I mean, the internet exists solely for perverts.
Yes. I think I know what you're talking about. I'm a good guy, so you know, I don't know. You may have to spell it out a little louder for me.
Don't want
to
do that. Hell no. Yeah, it's just weird to me. Like, what person in 2020 is going to the shop, the sex shop, and going, hey, you know, anal beads, vibrators, blow up. Oh, wait, holy shit, look at this collection of DVDs.
I need Dirty Nurses 73.
Yeah, I need it to complete my
DVD.
Set. Yeah, right. Like, seriously, who's fucking out there buying a porno XXX DVD nowadays? Just doesn't make sense to me.
Do you think there was like, you know, there's people collect comic books and stuff like that. Do you think people like own a complete run of... Because you would see those kind of DVDs, it'd be like, Butt Bandits 46, and you're like, whoa, there was 45 of these before this? What?
Well,
and like, do you think people like have the whole collection like on a shelf and they're proud of it? They're like, yeah, I own all of Butt Bandits.
Yeah, there must be, because otherwise, why would they have them taking up that much retail space?
I guess. I don't know. I remember one friend I had when I was younger did have his porn DVDs like on a shelf in his living room.
Alphabetized. And it was always
No, it was just like four or five, but like they were on the bottom, like in the corner where you like you couldn't, your eye didn't naturally go to it instantly. But I always saw it. Like I'd always look and be like, that's so weird. Why are they there? Just where everyone can see them. Mine are hidden in a shoebox deep in my closet, you know? So I don't know.
You're perusing the movies. Forrest Gump, Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Back to the Future. Hey, Butt Bandits number 46. Yes. Like, really, he just had him out in the open. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I wonder, do you think he still has them? Was this a recent thing or?
No. This is probably, it's got to be at least 15 years ago now. But I remember one of them was like called Milkman or something.
Yeah, on Laserdisc.
And that's. Yeah, it was on Laserdisc. I remember looking at it and being like, what the hell is Milkman? And then realizing, oh, the back shows boobs and everything. And then I realized, oh, the other four or five DVDs beside it are also porn. So, yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
It's easy to make sequels to porn movies. I wonder if there are any prequels to kind of give you the backstory on how the Butt Bandit became the Butt Bandit, you know?
What? Now I feel like this cult is going to have to also make adult movies where they're really entwined like that, where there are prequels and sequels.
It's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe is going to have continuity.
Yes.
You're going to look for Easter eggs in all of our porn movies or something.
Yeah, they're like, hey, I heard that you blew John Bone in... in, I don't know, I'm trying to connect a universe that doesn't exist. But they reference other sex scenes that they are in.
Yeah, but then the real hardcore nerds like, hold on, Joanna didn't do that because in Sexy Time Trollops number 22, she went back to 1987, erased the current history, and became nun who lives in a convent in Spain right now. So that never happened, you see? And they get it like all down, they get it all mapped out, and how dare any outsider discuss the films with them? They're like, you're not a real fan. You don't fucking get it. You don't know the source material.
They're not even looking at it for, like, pleasure. They're just looking at it for continuity errors at this point.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. You know, fucking... You know what? I would not be surprised if that kind of fan was out there. And more power to him. I'd respect the hell out of him because... It's one thing to like latch on to a major property and know everything about it, you know? And you know me, I'm a comic book fan, so of course I try to be as knowledgeable as humanly possible about the things I like and care about. But to be like, Zach, he fucking jizzed on that goddamn fucking door handle. And let me tell you, like, you know, they, I don't know. I can't believe that just came out of my face. I should be writing these movies. Zach jizzed on the goddamn door handle. This is bad. I gotta stop talking. This is fucking terrible. You've rubbed off on me in the worst way.
The door handle comment reminded me of my friend. There was like four or five guys that were living in a house together, and we were sitting in the living room, and my buddy ran out of his room and he goes, "You have to come watch this." And I was like, "Okay." So there was like four of us, and we went to his room, and he had a porn pulled up, and he was like, "Okay, just watch." And he hit play, and this was on a DVD that he owned. He hit play, so now we're all, there's like five guys in this room watching a porn together, and this guy is having sex with a Latina girl, and out of nowhere, I don't know if there's like an overarching story that's happening,
right?
But it just cuts. And it shows a guy having sex with a taco, like a soft taco or a burrito or something.
Is it a life-size like, burrito?
It was just, I don't know. And my buddy looked at me and he goes, "I was not expecting that. This ruined my experience."
Scarred for and life.
So this guy is now using this burrito, and then all of a sudden there's police sirens going off, and he's like, oh, I gotta go. And he just throws the burrito down, and that's the end of the porn. Like, that's how it ends. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and if anyone knows what that video was called, please message me, because I want to send it to my buddy, because every time I see him, I bring it up. Hey, remember that time you made me watch a guy have sex with a burrito? And he's like, "Yeah, that was fucked up."
If you've ever seen this film, a burrito, what do you even call this? What do you call it? It's like banging a burrito. If you've ever seen someone banging a burrito, make sure you write to sellingoutshow@gmail.com. Drop us a line on Twitter @sellingoutshow. We want to hear all about it. I don't want to hear all about it. I just want to, find out what the name of the film is, I guess.
Someone is going to be like, "Oh, you want guys banging burritos? Here's a bunch of videos." So maybe this is a bad idea. Let's take it all back. Don't send us anything. Don't send anything.
Well, you know, it's terrible when you started this story and you're like, "Yeah, there's five guys in a room. And we're watching this dude fuck this girl who turns into a burrito." It's like you're having a sausage party. And, you know, what do you guys do? Watch a porno together? Sounds weird.
It was weird, and then we went and got burritos afterwards. No, I'm just kidding.
Yuck.
Yuck. Yeah, definitely yuck. It was just a weird thing. I don't know, your door handle thing made me think of that, of like just a weird video that was forced upon me. I had no choice. I didn't know what I was going into.
We're all over the fucking place with this stuff. I don't know if I've ever brought it up on this show before, but I had a buddy whose father had this really big porn collection, and he was the kind of guy, the kid I'm talking about, not the guy who owned the porn, the father, but my friend. He knew exactly when to rewind the movies so his father never knew that he was watching them because he would keep like a time log to make sure his son wasn't watching his stash. But one of them had a song in it, and the theme song was, "Oh, beautiful lady, so tan. Oh, this must be Paradise Island, man. Oh, I don't want to ever leave. So I go back to this solid gold yacht with Mr. MJ Peeve and Randy and Hank. Oh, yeah, we go back to this solid gold yacht with Mr. MJ Peeve." And now I watched this when I was like 16 years old with this kid. And that song, I can remember it to this day. No burritos required.
I don't know what's worse, a burrito in a porn or a theme song remember.
The solid gold
yacht. How many years later?
Mr. MJ Peeve and Randy and Hank. Oh, yeah, we go. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Just fucking...
Wow. Porn is weird, you know?
Yeah, it definitely has a lasting impact on everybody's psyche, apparently.
Yeah.
Speaking of a lasting impact, when I was in the sex shop, I saw some freaky-ass shit. There was some anal beads that looked more like a dog toy. I was like, who could fucking pack all that in their ass? That's insane. The fucking thing. That's what I mean. It was like a huge, Jesus Christ. I'm terrible with dimensions. Like right now, I know no one can see me considering this is an audio show, but I'm like using my hands to try to gauge the size. And it was pretty big. So that's why I said, when I looked at it, I'm like, is that a chew toy or is that a fucking pleasure
now,
device?
Golf ball size or bigger, baseball size?
Big, like baseball size. But the damn thing was
holy
long. So I'm like,
cow.
That's like a... The person would be flossing with that thing from butthole to, you know what? Hey, listen, as long as you're doing it in the safety and privacy of your own home, more power to you. But I did see a dude in there who was all by himself. I didn't mention that. I don't want to get too deep into the details because I don't want to get in trouble and have to sleep on the couch. But I was there with somebody else. But wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But there was a dude who's just going solo, and he's like picking up fucking vibrators and shit and looking around. I was like, that poor bastard.
Did you look him in the eyes at all?
No, of course not. That's like, you know, my eyes would lock and I wouldn't be able to move. I'd probably be petrified. Like, oh shit. You know, like, no, I didn't do that.
I haven't been to a sex shop in years, but like, that was always the thing is like, there was so much shame in just walking around. Like, I'd always just kind of like look at the floor and be like, hey, like, how you doing?
You even say hello to people?
Hi.
Okay.
I'm here for a giant dildo. Hi.
I had a really awkward, when I was 18, I had to frequent a sex shop.
Mm-hmm.
Cause in the state of Texas, at this particular sex shop, you had to be 18 to enter.
Sure.
I got held back in school a year, so I was older than everyone, and everyone knew I was a real open guy, and, you know, like, everyone talked to me and told me weird shit all the time. I don't know. Anyways, I would have a lot of my friends that were girls ask me, hey, will you go buy me a vibrator?
Hmm.
So I was in there enough and showed my ID to get into the sex shop enough to where the guy would be like, hey, Toby, how's it going?
You're Norm from Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And it got to where it was like, it was weird. But at the same time, it was like, I mean, I'm not buying this stuff for me, but I'm sure that guy was like, this dude is a freak.
Yeah, he knows how to get down.
I'd have to take pictures of stuff and be like, is this what you're wanting? And like, you know, text back and forth like, no. And this is when we had shitty cell phones and the pictures were like real bad and pixelated. So like, it'd be like, do you want this one? No. I even bought stuff for some of my guy friends. They wanted to try like the pocket pussies.
Ah, sure. Just convenient to carry. They say it's pocket pussy. Just put it in your pocket, right?
No,
that's not how it works.
This guy, I bought it for him, and now they all gave me money. I wasn't like just like, hey, I bought you some toys to play with.
Yeah,
you know,
you
like
charge
they were
a cut?
Like giving me money.
Did you like get a percentage? Like, hey,
no,
I'm going. They give
did.
Me 5% of you know the pocket pussy cash.
I should have. I was a dumb business guy.
Very.
Anyways. He bought one and he would hide it in his sub that he had, like a subwoofer that he had in his room.
Oh, I thought you meant like a sandwich, like a $5 foot long.
The pocket pussy sub.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm just going to fucking jam this in there. No one's going to notice. Ha ha, look at me. I'm a sneaky incognito motherfucker.
No, he had it to where, like, he could pull out, like, this little centerpiece and he would hide it in there because he was, like, 16 or 17 and he would hide it from his mom.
You know, this what you did was highly illegal because if you think about it, you were buying these things from minors and you were of age.
I was 18.
Yeah, and you're sending pictures to girls who, whatever, are 17 of dildos and stuff.
No, sexting. That was not sexting. I was like, do you want this product that is on the wall? I yeah. was not like, I never got dirty with it. Don't put that out there.
Hey, just saying. I mean, you know, you were sending pictures of these products to these young ladies out there, Toby. Man. I think we might have to open an investigation.
Oh, come on now. This is...
Yeah, I think look into you there a little bit. And just to do that, I have found the perfect device. It's a fucking 5-foot-long anal bead. We're fucking baseball sized beads on them. That's your probe. No. We're gonna give you a probe.
Oh no. This is I don't know. This was so long ago. Isn't there like a 7-year what's it called?
Oh, a statute of limitations.
Yeah. Didn't that apply?
Yeah, it's 35 years. So you're still well within the comfy confines of getting in a boatload of trouble, young man.
It had to have been like 15, 16 years ago. Come on.
Yeah, sure. The time keeps moving now. You're like, yeah, 7 years ago. I mean, 16 years ago. Sure, 45
years
ago.
I was 18 and I'm 30. I'm about to be 32. So 17. Oh, it'll be 17 years.
Yeah, still no good. Very bad. Very, very bad. 35. Oh, very bad. So, jeez. Yeah, I don't know. I might have to kick you out of our cult. Might have to get the boot for that one there, buddy.
Oh man!
Yeah, so
I don't get to partake in the porn cinematic universe that we're gonna make anymore. Yeah. Damn it!
You don't get to go take part in the baptism of the splooge. I'm glad I'll miss that one. So yeah. Anyway, that's life right now. It's a very sticky situation to say the least. But that's what's been on my mind and what I've been doing. So that's that.
Nice.
Now, this is the part of the show where I like to thank the partners, the sponsors that make things possible here at Selling Out Show Central. But to be honest with you, after listening to this episode, they probably want nothing to do with this program at all. But still, I love them. I love the hell out of them, so I'm going to talk about them. First up, we have alpinehemp.com. And you know what? You can save the trip to the freaky hybrid sex shop for all of your CBD needs by visiting alpinehemp.com, where they have it all, Toby. Everything you can think of CBD related, and the prices are fantastic. I don't know if you're the kind of person who's ever looked for CBD online, but it is mega expensive.
It is. It's very expensive, and it's hard to find a reliable source, you know?
Right, exactly. And I personally use Alpine Hemp's products, and I love them. I'm a capsule guy, so I've been enjoying their energy blend, the sleep. Oh my God, I need that every night because I sleep like a fucking baby thanks to this stuff. So make sure you visit alpinehemp.com, and yet again, they've got anything under the sun you can think of. I'm not going to rattle off the list right now. Just trust me, go there and check them out. Next up, we have northlandvapor.com. Now, much like my CBD use, I am also a vapor. I have used vaping as smoking cessation because while you were sending pictures of vibrators to underage girls, I was smoking fucking filthy cigarettes. I've said it numerous times. We can't put it back in the box, Toby. It's out there. But the point being,
you make it sound so much worse than it was.
Okay, maybe it was. But let me get through this, okay? Northland okay. Vapor. Their e-juices are fantastic. They are diketone and artificial sweetener free, which is important because if you are a vapor, maybe you've gone out there and tried different e-liquids and they got that really nasty chemical aftertaste, or they burn your coils to shit really fast. That's not going to happen with Northland Vapor Juice. They also have a bunch of vaping supplies, pretty much anything you need on their website. And they have 3 retail locations in South Fargo, North Dakota, Moorhead, and Bemidji, Minnesota, and they are only selling vape and CBD stuff. So you don't have to worry about any extended rows of movies that you'd be embarrassed to watch in front of your Nana. So make sure you check them out. And both those sites, if you use code SELLINGOUT19, you save 19% off your entire order, which is a wicked good deal. Make sure you check them out. Last but not least, and perfectly fitting for this episode, I suppose, is Spunk Lube. Now, Spunk Lube is an award-winning lubricant used by professionals in the adult film industry, some who star in those very movies that I was just talking about. But why let them have all the fun? You can bring Spunk home and use it in the privacy of your own home by visiting spunklube.com. And the best thing is, all the shipping is discreet. So you're not going to get a package sitting on your front door that just proclaims, hey, there's a bunch of lube in here, okay? Your privacy is protected, and it is an amazing experience, so make sure you check out spunklube.com. Now, Tobster, I have to go. I got to get out of here because and this is thanks to your recommendation, I recently purchased a Sega Genesis Classic Mini.
Yes.
I don't know if the official title is the way that I just said it. Is it? Is that what its name is?
And you know, I don't know if it's called the Sega Genesis Classic or Sega Genesis Mini, but yeah, everyone should know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, cool, because
it's the official one.
It's not legit.
There's a cheap brand that is not very good. The sound quality sucks, and the controls don't feel right. This, you bought the actual Sega one, which is so nice. I love it.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, and I was really skeptical because when I first got it, I showed it to my son. And I was like, hey, you want to play some games that were cool when I was a kid? And at first, he's all excited. But then I turn it on. He's looking at the games, scrolling through them. And he's like, I didn't realize they were going to be this old school. So, and plus, there's no real, like, name brand recognition. I mean, Sonic is there. But still, when you're talking, you know, the titans of the video game titles, you want Mario, right? The Super Mario
right,
Brothers.
Yeah,
things
like
instantly recognizable to anybody. However, the point I'm trying to make is this freaking kid is now addicted to this system. He's not playing all the games because not all the games are that great. I got to be perfectly
honest. Yeah, of course.
Some are a little crappy, but he likes Sonic. He likes Street Fighter 2. And I mean, to the point where I can't pry him off this damn thing. So I got to go play some video games or face the fury of a child.
Hey, I totally understand that. That's really cool, though, that you're opening his eyes to the older games and not just letting him play Fortnite or something.
Yeah, you see?
like the rest.
This whole time we've been talking all this nasty shit. This is like I'm ending the show with some wholesome talk.
Yeah.
Some
real good family time.
Family time. Good dad stuff. Yeah, exactly. Now, can you show me how to mod this thing so I can get Super Mario Brothers on it?
Well, we'll talk about that off air because I don't know if you're already trying to pin me for one weird thing this episode. I don't want to be pinned on another possibly illegal activity.
I'm wearing a wire. That's what I'm doing. I'm a rat, a filthy fucking rat.
You're like, talk closer to your microphone so my microphone can pick it up.
We're just on a fucking podcast that anybody can, you know, download or listen to. So, yeah. But anyway. I want to thank you, Tobster, for coming on and filling in for my buddy Nate. And before we go, do you want to plug yourself? Wait, that didn't sound right.
Oh,
do you want to plug?
Not after all the talk we've had.
I couldn't help myself. Couldn't help it. But do you want to plug any projects that you're currently working on or anything you have in the pipeline?
Yeah. So I do two podcasts. I have Secret Transmission, which we've been on a hiatus for a while, but it's a satire, conspiracy, and paranormal show. The show I'm working currently on all the time is Secret Levels, which is a retro video game review show. So some of those games that are on that classic, you can actually hear us review them. It's a little adult language, so don't let the kid listen. Mm-hmm. But you can find everything at badsecretmedia.com, all the links and all the social media and all the good stuff. So just go to badsecretmedia.com and you'll find my stuff, you know?
Can
it's
I
cool.
go to badsecretmedia.com and find a way to get through Echo the Dolphin's first level?
We have not covered Echo the Dolphin, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it's you have to jump in the sky.
Okay.
First off.
It reminds me of the E.T. video game where you get trapped in a hole and you just couldn't get out. And you're like, fuck this piece of shit game. Like, what the fuck did I just buy? Echo is the same thing. We're swimming around. I'm like, I could have swore I watched a YouTube tutorial that said, yeah, you got to jump and aliens pick you up or something. But yes. Then we start playing the game. We can't figure out. And then I look for the same tutorial on YouTube and I can't find the fucking thing. So the game sucks.
Yeah, it's hard. It's not an easy game. It's but it's fun to swim around as a dolphin for a few minutes. That's what I used to do when I was a kid. I played all the time.
Echo belongs in a freaking tuna can.
Oh,
you heard it here first, folks. Dave hates dolphins. Well, hey, so let's end this motherfucker. I am Dave. That is Toby. Filling in for Nate, and this has been The Selling Out Show. Wake up, you never lose.